Welcome to Slug Magazine's podcast, Slug Soundwaves. We're back this week with another episode of Soundwaves Reviews, where we give our listeners an audible edition of an online music review, read by the author themselves. This episode features the album Brat by Charlie XCX. You can listen to it wherever you stream, and read along if you prefer, by visiting slugmag.com.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
When I go to the club, I wanna hear this club classics. Club classics, club classics. When I go to the club, I wanna hear this club classics.
I'm Arthur Diaz. People know me as Artie, and I'm a contributing writer at Slug Magazine. When Charlie dropped, arguably one of the contenders for album of the year, really one of the albums of the summer, I was gagged. I think that she's doing a lot of really cool things, not just sonically, but also with her creative vision, working with a lot of different musicians, photographers, fashion designers in her home base of London, and a lot of cool fashion in the music videos. I was really excited to write a review for the Brat album. I think that we've all been waiting for pop to become something a little bit more upbeat that you can shake your ass to and a lot less of like crying in your bed alone. She's really changed pop in a really big way 10 years after, you know, she really debuted in 2014. So I really hope that you guys enjoy the review and give the album a good listen. Charlie XCX equals A.G. Cook plus Tuve Lo. In her most vulnerable album yet, Charlie XCX celebrates the archetype of a brat and crafts a postmodern collage using iconic pop culture figures and brands to play with the concept of cult classicness. With songwriting that's deceptively simple at first, Charlie's auto-tuned British accent and vocal fry over tracks with energetic synths and deep bass make us feel nostalgic for old club hits. But beneath the surface, Brat is overflowing with hand-selected details intended to raise both eyebrows and discourse. Designed as a poorly pixelated bright green square with Brat in sans-serif font, the album cover uses ironic internet typography similar to memes as a marketing strategy. Reminiscent of Marcel Duchamp's 1917 Fountain, Charlie challenges the notion of what's worthy of being deemed art, or album art in this case. She mocks the gimmicky tactics deployed by more commercially successful artists who inflate their streaming and sales records with countless album variants, instead opting for just one design that would have taken anybody 5 minutes to create. If the only metric for an album art's success was its marketability, her shitty album cover does far more with less, garnering so much attention after people thought it was a joke at first. Such a brat move. Releasing her most maximalist single first, Charlie's loud self-confidence set the stage for the album sonically and thematically on Von Dutch. Referring to herself as the cult classic in your eardrums, Charlie distortedly sings using the brand to symbolize herself as just another trashy, trendy 2000s household name. Using irony to criticize the constricting double standards women face to attain it girl status, Charlie starts her 360 music video with poignant observations about the subtle balancing act it takes to be a cool girl. I would say it's about being really hot in like a scary way, Gabrielle Bechtel explains. You have to be like known, but unknowable, Richie Shazam adds. Filled with an all-star cast that also includes women like Chloe Sevigny, Julia Fox, and Alex Consani in the video, Charlie cements her status as a cool girl, not by placing herself among these stars, but by the sheer fact that she was able to get 14 of the busiest women on set to shoot together at the same time. The track also gives us perhaps the most catchy reference in the album, "I'm everywhere, I'm so Julia," which rings like a self-love mantra. Other references like worships Lana Del Rey in her AirPods on the track Mean Girls allow Charlie to riff on her cult classic theme and subtly poke fun at her fans, who know she wears Galaxy Buds too, but who joke they highly doubt Charlie has actually used any Samsung products after her brand deal with the company. Charlie's references to Del Rey go beyond invoking her as a symbol for the cool, mean bitches who listen to her, but also include borrowing subtle Lana-isms and motifs. Channeling familiar Tumblr tropes making their rounds again a decade later on TikTok, Charlie sings about skinny cigarettes, lace curtains, and coquettish girls presumed to be anorexic, and uses lyrics like sheer white dress wearing last night's makeup, or calls him daddy while she's fingering across, all while naming the soon-after-release deluxe album Brat, and it's the same but there's three more songs so it's not, mirroring Lana's often-parodied long-ass song titles, which started 5 years ago with Hope is a dangerous thing for a woman like me to have, but I have it. Lana isn't Charlie's only muse. We feel Sophie's presence strongly in the production throughout the album and lyrically in two tracks, with the pang of regret, "Why did I push you away?" coming as a surprising confession from Charlie after the passing of her longtime friend and collaborator, who she admits is now always on her mind. In the equally emotional but hopeful track, "I Think About It All the Time," Charlie grapples with her feelings of inadequacy about her career while questioning if she should quit her birth control and pursue motherhood, providing a more vulnerable glimpse into the stoic party girl we usually get on pop albums. Throughout Brat, Charlie continually aspires to align herself with cult classic status. "When I go to the club, I want to hear the club classics," she sings before continuing, "I want to dance to me." Considering the waves her most recent project has made, and Charlie's impact on the many mainstream artists taking their cues from her, she's already placed herself among the enduring classics of hyperpop. This episode was written and read by me, Arthur Diaz. It was produced and edited by Mary Culbertson, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug magazine editorial staff.
Slug is proud to be a sponsor of the 16th annual Craft Lake City DIY Festival presented by Harmons. It's Utah's largest local-centric arts, music, science, and technology festival. Join us August 9th through the 11th at the Utah State Fairgrounds for local art, local music, local food, and more as we celebrate Utah's creative culture and arts community.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.